1059 WATD FM Marshfield. Streaming 24/7 at 959WATD.com.
Now, WATD presents Connect with Jeannie White. From business networking to current events and everything in between, join in the conversation at 781-837-4900. Now, let's connect. Here's your host, WATD's Jeannie White.
Everyone, this is Jeannie White. I'm glad you're here on the show. And I have a great guest here with me, Janae. I have a terrible time, honest to God, Janae Giddens. Giddens?
Giddens.
From Ultra Life Coaching.
Yes.
As I destroyed her name, folks. And I didn't mean it. Sorry.
That's okay.
And how are you today?
I am great. How are you?
I can't complain. No, I can't. I really can't. But I'm so glad you're back on the show again.
I'm happy.
Want to give
be
everyone
back.
An update of what's been going on since your last visit here, and what has transpired, and what new things you're doing with Ultra Life Coaching.
Yeah, there's a few new things going on.
Okay.
I started an e-newsletter.
Excellent. Which I received. It's good.
Yep, and I send that out to anybody that requests it. It's absolutely free, of course.
Oh, yes.
And people can sign up by going to my website at www.ultralifecoaching.com. And you can sign up for my newsletter. It comes out monthly.
Yes.
And this month's topic is going to be, it's not about resolutions. Excuse me. Resolutions. It's more about planning your life.
Oh, that's what we all need, is planning our lives.
Yeah, yeah. Because resolutions really, a lot of times people will make a New Year's resolution, and by the end of January,
it's gone.
They actually forgot what they said.
Yeah.
So if you actually set it up so that it's a life plan and you're going to meet some goals for the year, that's going to contribute to longer term. That's usually a little better.
So I think everyone needs a coach.
Yeah.
For one reason or another, whether it's yourself, your inner self, our goals, our businesses, or just general coaching.
Yep.
Everyone can use a coach, a life coach.
They sure can. Mm. I myself have a coach. And I love my coach.
And do you want to tell them who it is, your life coach?
Sure. Her name is Kira Freed, and she's actually in Arizona. And that also speaks to how I do coaching, for the most part, is over the phone, which gives you the flexibility of being across the United States or in another country.
Yeah. That's so what I like about that, that, you know, that flexibility that you have, that it's not just in, say, you know, Marshfield. You know, and you've generated way out into the wires, and that's what technology has done for us.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
And so it's easy to coach someone just as easy in Nevada as it is to do in Quincy and Weymouth.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
So that's actually, you know, it's just unbelievable. I think it's just great. So you have that there. So if somebody wanted to get to
website?
Yeah, the website. Hello. All of a sudden, mentally, it went nuts. You know, how could they get in contact with you so they could sign? That's what I want. How to sign up for their newsletter.
Right. They can go, excuse me.
That's okay.
They can go to www.ultralifecoaching.com.
Good. And they could sign up there.
They can sign up there. They can also call me.
Yeah.
Leave me a message with your information, including a phone number, just in case I don't get your email address just right.
Yeah.
And you can call me at 781-803-2200.
Oh, that's excellent. I know, because I received your e-newsletter, and I thought it was very informative.
Thank you. So, therefore,
and people can comment on it if they wanted to.
Yes, I love this feedback.
You know, some feedback from people about what, you know, what they've learned from that newsletter.
That's right. And even suggestions for other newsletters.
Right.
I absolutely would take that.
Yeah, what people would want. I also know that you're doing another venture also, too, and you're going to be doing a seminar.
Yeah.
In the spring?
I am.
Wow. That's excellent. And how did that come about?
Well, it was simply that I had an idea to do a workshop on basically living paradise, finding what you want to do, mm-hmm. and creating your own paradise, and approached a school on the Cape, and they said they would love to have it, and so I will be presenting that April 3rd.
Mm, I believe it was sometime in the April, yeah. beginning of April, beginning that of you April. Were going to do this. Yeah.
And that information is also available on the website.
Yeah. And
Just one.
No. Kidding, folks. I'm kidding. It's www.ultralifecoaching.com.
Right. Right.
And you can
get
all the information you need on that website.
Exactly. Right. And there's a link, and you can actually click on the link. It'll bring you to the school's website where you can sign up for the
excellent. And so will this help encourage people to find their paradise? Or?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it'll encourage them to explore it even further. It's a 2-hour seminar, so it's not a whole lot of time to find your paradise, but it's a good start.
It's a start somewhere, and then maybe you can, who knows, go on to another type of seminar,
mm-hmm.
Phase two of it,
Right.
But I also know, too, that you're scheduling yourself to be on the Laura Sheridan show in February.
Very excited about that.
Yeah.
It'll be in February 6th, I believe.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Yeah.
Of the show.
So there's a lot of exciting things going on for you. That's great. It shows, how you're moving along. When you first came on the show, you were just starting you had just started, the Ultra Life Coaching.
Right.
And then, so much has transpired since then.
A lot has happened
for you.
Yeah.
And that's another good reason to have a life coach, that helps inspire.
Inspire, keep you on track, recognize your goals, and don't let them go.
Uh-huh. Sometimes they forget.
You forget, you get overwhelmed,
mm-hmm.
and you forget how to move forward. And you can get stuck.
Yeah.
You can absolutely get stuck.
And so you're there to help them unstuck.
Right.
Yeah. Because I know I had a guest on last week that was talking about that. He does something very similar, but in a different way. People get stuck, and they get like a block, and they can't go beyond it.
Right.
And so there's where your expertise comes into play.
Right.
Right. And you help guide them.
That's right.
So if anyone's looking for a life coach, I think we have one right here. I'm not sure if you want to take phone calls. I don't know if anyone is out and about. We can always try. You can call the station at 781-837-4900. And if you want to talk to Janine, I am terrible with your name. Good Lord. I tell you, I can't help it. I'm so sorry. I'm so embarrassed. But then the phone number is 781-837-4900 if anyone would like to talk to us.
Yeah. My name is spelled just like yours, too.
I know it.
It's just that little accent.
I know. It's that little accent that goes, mine's Jeannie, and you are?
Janae.
Now, how difficult is that, folks? Maybe I need a coach just for learning people's names. And it's like once I get it stuck in my head, I can't remove it. It's like it's there permanently. Hello, there's something wrong with me, I don't know. So tell us some more about Ultra Life Coaching. And
well, actually, another thing that I've recently started doing is on Monday nights at 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure it's going to be every Monday. It has been every Monday for the last few weeks. I actually am talking with people that are interested in health and wellness.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Now, how are you doing that? How are you talking?
Well, on the phone. We actually connect on a bridge line.
Oh,
so
my God,
all
just like my show.
We call into the same number. That's right.
Yeah.
We all call into the same number, and there's a password that I have, and I give to people who are interested. And you can come to the phone meeting, and it's not necessarily that I'll be coaching people.
Mm-hmm.
It's more sharing information about health and wellness.
Oh, excellent.
Natural things.
Natural
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that's great.
Interests.
Now, how long have you been doing that?
Just a few weeks.
Just a few weeks
just
now.
Just a few weeks. I've got a young woman in Boston who joins the call. I've got a gentleman in Florida that joins the call.
Yeah. So, again, if they went to ultralifecoaching.com, they would pick this information up also, too. Was this, I mean, is this a meeting that you've done, from, is this not from meetup.com, maybe? Or is this something similar?
It started at meetup.com.
It starts up at meetup.com.
It started there, and then it sort of took on its own life, so.
Don't you just love that when it takes on its own life, though?
Yeah.
I love that when it starts and you're going, ooh, where is this going to go?
Right.
And
right.
So does, I think what people want too is like at meetup.com, say, is that where you set up the phone number and the password and everything, or is this something different that you do from the phone company, or is this something technical?
Oh, it's separate from Meetup. Separate from Meetup. This is something that I have a Bridgeline number that I know about from all of the classes and seminars that I've done over the phone.
Right,
And I set it up and came up with my own password.
Oh,
and
good.
Provide
excellent.
That to people that are interested.
Yeah. So will you be putting that in your newsletter also, or is that something, a different entity?
It's separate.
Okay.
It's separate. However, that's a good idea. I might actually put it in there. Thank you.
Yeah. I'll put it in my my post-interview for you also.
There we go.
If somebody wants to get involved in that Monday night phone call. Is it every week or every
right
other
week?
Right
now it's every week.
Every week.
And it's a very flexible type of group.
Yeah.
So in a couple of weeks it could change to every other week.
Yeah.
Depending on people, you know,
their schedules and stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, do you advise them by an email that
we
the call is
via
coming?
Email.
Yeah.
Yep. We communicate via email. We communicate on the phone.
Yeah.
Their phone numbers. So it's an intimate group.
Yeah.
An intimate group. I can't speak.
Hello. I think we're all having something wrong here, folks. I can't say names correctly.
No, I can't say intimate.
I think that's very interesting to see how that has evolved.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking of starting up a meetup.com group for radio and broadcasting.
Oh. That probably go over very well.
So I'm looking into that. Well, not actually looking to it. I've been trying to set it up. What a disaster. Every time I set it up, it brings me right back to the same page.
Oh, boy.
So
I'll have to coach you.
Okay. Yeah, that's, I need a coach. Janine. Sounds like a song.
Janae.
Okay. Oh, I know. I'm getting too silly now, and we have to make this kind of cool. But I think it's fun to do something like this. But I find that's very interesting. Whenever I hear someone has done something beyond, I'm always intrigued with it, and then I want to know, well, how did you do it, and why did you do it? You know, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what people want to hear is, why did you do it? You know, what made you pick health and wellness?
Always had an interest in health and wellness, you know, from my own background and my own health and what I've learned. And I do want to share the information that I learned with people. But I also want to learn from other people. And that's why it's a group that is, again, flexible and we share information.
Yeah.
There is no expert on the call. It's just people that are interested in health and wellness and want to share different aspects of what they do know and discuss different topics or questions that come up about different things with regard to health and wellness.
Because there's so much now in the news and the newspaper and the written print about health and wellness, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe we should tell everyone a little bit of background again so they can refresh their memory on your background.
Ah, well, I'm actually trained as a marriage and family therapist. I have a master's degree in that, as well as a certificate of advanced graduate studies. And I have been in private practice for a number of years and closed my practice in the last 6 months to pursue just life coaching on a more
personal
full-time
though?
Full-time basis,
yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
That is what I wanted my focus to be. And I also wanted to dabble in writing, which I have been doing through the newsletter and through an article that I had written for Aspire and plan on writing a few more for other magazines. And eventually would like to write a book.
That would be good.
Yeah.
I was thinking about, not so much, but a friend of mine, Sheila Wilson, I don't know, for some reason she called and told me that she had this feeling that I should write a book.
Hmm.
And I should write a book about all the different guests I've had on the show and all their desires and accomplishments and what got them to this phase in their life.
Wow.
Like, have each one write a paragraph, not a paragraph, but a couple of pages about what got them to whatever business they were in, say for you, mm-hmm. Ultra Life Coaching.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, it's not a bad idea, but I'll have to think about it. But
right.
Writing a book is not that easy.
No, it's not. No, it's not. It takes a lot of time and energy and lots of effort.
Always writing stuff down,
mm-hmm.
For yourself,
Right.
Also wanted to say, I hope, I had told Jamie Ross,
mm-hmm.
that you're going to be on the show, so she's going to try to listen.
Yay.
So I want to give a shout out to Jamie at Fat Cat Design.
The best web designer on the planet.
We just want to give her a little plug. Can't hurt.
That's right.
To say, hi, Jamie. Hope everything's going well, And all the other people that have helped us through whatever it is we're all going through. But I think to talk more about Ultra Life Coaching is sometimes people don't realize it. That how important and how beneficial it is to have that.
Right.
That
right.
One-on-one with a life coach.
Right. To somebody that's going to focus on them and mm-hmm. what they want out of life. And even mm-hmm. just asking the question.
Right.
I don't know
yeah.
how many people actually get asked the question, what do you want?
Yeah. No, really.
Not many.
No, and even if you did.
Yeah. You wouldn't have a clue.
Love wouldn't have though. An answer back, you know.
Right.
And I think being an ultra, your ultra life coaching is that it's not a personal, you're not personally involved
right.
with the goal setting.
Mm-hmm.
You're like a guide.
Right.
In a
right.
way.
Right.
And that's beneficial. I'm just not sure everyone realizes how helpful they can be, even in this time and age, with people being laid off and this gives them an opportunity to sit back and think about what it is they want to do, and
right.
Janine, here you are.
Yeah,
you can come right into it. Do you? What kind of can you give an example of someone that wanted to talk to you or set up a meeting, and how they would approach it? And sometimes they're not sure how to talk. Do you help them move through the segment with them and?
Well,
like you throw a word out to them and say, what does that word mean to you? I don't know,
Okay. Yeah. Well, basically, they would come to the session with some question or something that they think they want to pursue, but they're maybe not sure they want to pursue it, or they're not sure how to go about it.
Yeah.
And I would basically just get them to talk more and more about it and go into more depth about what it is they're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then once we ferret that out, we would take a look at how you can make that happen.
Oh, okay.
It's just all about bringing all the possibilities to the table, no matter how silly they might seem or how impossible they might seem.
Yeah.
Sometimes things that seem impossible, when you really talk about it, it all of a sudden you realize, wow, I can do that.
Yeah.
That's not that hard.
Yeah. Well, sometimes we put so much pressure on ourselves and we make it feel that it's impossible.
Right.
And then you have a person that comes in that doesn't have a personal vested interest and makes a suggestion on just one word, and it can change their lives completely.
That's right. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Amazing. I think that's an absolute gift to have that. To be able to do that, to help an individual. Again, if anyone wants to call in, it's 781-837-4900. And we're talking with Janine on Ultra Life Coaching. Is there anything else that you would like people to know about you and what your dreams and desires are? You've talked about your dreams and desires, mm-hmm. And how you're going about it. And so you'd be a good example mm-hmm. to your clientele.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've always just wanted to help people get where they wanted to go, which is why I started out in therapy mm-hmm. and discovered this other world, which was called life coaching.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what I want to do. I want to help people get from point A to point B.
Okay.
That's as simply as I can put it.
That is very... It, you know, sometimes we make it so complicated that it becomes unrealistic. But if you make it simple and you break it down into segments, then it changes, you know. I think your seminars are going to be a great advancement for people.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. Yeah. Very excited about it.
Is there a lot of preparation that you have to do for that? And
No, not really. That's the beautiful thing about it, I guess, is the word in the title is paradise, and people go, whoa, come on, paradise?
Yeah.
But really?
Yeah.
If you seriously think about what your paradise looks like, sometimes you actually come up with, wow, I'm actually living it right now, and I didn't even realize it.
Sometimes we're so close to the trees,
that's
we don't...
Right.
Oh, what is
right.
it? So close to the forest, we can't see the trees?
Can't see the forest for the trees,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to this seminar.
Oh, that's excellent. I mean, I think it's great that you have that opportunity to do it, and it just shows how far advanced you've moved yourself along.
Mm-hmm.
And so you become the example.
Right.
Right?
Right, right.
I think that's phenomenal. I really do. I think it's absolutely phenomenal that you have this gift. And it is a gift that you have. And then, you know, I can't imagine, you know, what your book is going to be like. And how do you recommend, that's another thing, do you recommend? Oh, we have a call in. Hi, Heidi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. I've so enjoyed the radio program this morning. It's fantastic.
Oh, great, thank you, even with my misspell.
You're doing a great job.
Oh, thank you. And do you have a question?
Yeah, I do. I've struggled. I'm 50 years old, and I've struggled my whole life with finding the motivation to do the things that I have visions of.
Yep.
I have always these great visions of things that I can do, new inventions, you know, and I never follow through with them. And maybe they're not always great ideas, but I wish that I could just get from point A to point B and take the first step to do something that I'm dreaming of in my head. And my latest one is that I have a passion for beading. I love to do beads.
Okay.
I love to buy beads. I love to play with beads. I like to make jewelry, but I'm just an amateur. I've just started. I'm kind of self-taught. So I have this business idea of, it's called Just Bead It. I have it all thought out in my head. And I was thinking about doing home parties and bringing trays and trays of all these beads that I've collected and bring them to people's houses and teach or show women how to create their own jewelry.
Okay.
And they would pick their own beads, and then I would put them together for them, or they could put them together themselves. And that's my latest thing. And
wow.
So I just, you know, but I get stuck because I don't know how much to charge, and, you know, I'm not very good with math, so I'm like, I stumble over myself to ever get anything done.
Okay. Well, first of all, Heidi, wow, how creative are you? That's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Thank you.
And obviously you have a lot of different ideas in your head about what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But like you said, you get stuck in the process.
Right.
Right. And so I would ask you to think about what comes into your head
mm-hmm.
and write it down
mm-hmm.
every time you think about moving forward with this business idea.
Right.
Have you done that ever?
No, I haven't. No, it just rattles around in my brain mm-hmm. like loose change in a pocket.
Okay. Piece of paper.
Yeah.
And actually write down the thoughts that come to your head when you think about moving forward with this business.
Okay.
And see what you come up with.
Okay. All right.
And I would love to follow up with you.
Okay.
And see how you're doing.
Okay.
So would you like to give me a call?
Sure, sure.
Okay. You can give me a call at 781-803-2200.
Okay. Very good.
I would love to hear, you know, what you come up with from writing down the things that come into your head.
Okay.
As you're thinking about your business.
Okay.
And then figure out how you can move forward from there.
Okay. So the first step is to just write it down.
First step, write
mm-hmm.
it down.
Okay.
Write it, and anything that comes to mind, don't discount it.
Okay. Okay.
Because I kind of pick up that you might have a tendency to do that.
Drop the ball.
Oh, that's silly. I'm not going to write that down. Write it down. It's
yeah.
not silly.
Okay.
Well,
all
thank
right.
you, Heidi,
right,
and hope you do get in contact with her. Keep
okay.
Let her post you. I mean, you never know where this can bring you.
Right. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you for calling
pleasure
in.
Pleasure talking
okay,
to you,
bye-bye.
Heidi.
Well, see, now that's interesting. You see how people work it?
Yeah.
You know, I think that's really interesting because when I first started, you know, people don't think about writing it down.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And don't think
keep
that it,
in the
it
head.
Has any validity to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a culprit at that, but I think it's great for Heidi. I think she has some great ideas. I think that idea about a bead party.
Yeah.
And women
wow.
would love it. They
yeah,
would.
I think they would too.
You know,
I
see,
that
now
was
I've
fantastic.
Gone, you see, this is how I am. My brain goes. I go beyond the bead party.
Right.
I have her doing seminars.
Step
you know?
One.
I haven't even hit step one yet, you know, but I like to encourage people to
mm-hmm.
do that. And I thank you very much for calling in.
Absolutely.
And to please, you know, Janine, please
yeah.
contact her and we'll see where it goes. You never know.
Yeah.
Nothing ventured, nothing gained.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That was fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm so impressed
and see
with
that,
her.
Yes. You know, and that's exactly what it is. We're all out there wanting the same thing, mm-hmm. but we don't know how to get from A to B. And you're there to help them with the A to B.
Right.
You know. Well, that's fantastic.
Right, which makes me very happy.
Yeah. So you know that you feel that you're on the right track.
Oh,
you
yeah.
You always
oh,
know that you're on the right track.
Definitely.
You can feel it inside your gut.
Definitely.
You know? Just, you know, like, oh, I don't know why I thought of this, but Laura Sheridan and you and I are going to
yeah.
partner up in the spring. It's
great.
We haven't finalized it yet, but we're going to have some sort of an event.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what else to call it yet. And
work in progress.
It's all in progress, and it's going to be down in the Norwell area. So we'll keep you posted,
yes,
and then
please.
We will do a lot of emails.
Yes.
Janine.
Yes,
you will also
and
be
updates
doing
updates will be on my
yeah,
website
on your
as well,
website
so
too
that
about
people
it.
Can check it out there.
And so we're going to partner up, and we're going to move forward, and bring a lot of other people along forward with us,
that's
and
right.
see you know how we can incorporate all our different businesses together
mm-hmm.
and help each other.
That's right.
I think that's the name
right.
of the game. What
that's
do you think?
Right. It's fantastic. Yeah. I can't wait for that either. It's just
I think
so
there's
exciting.
A lot of yeah. I think there's a lot of exciting things going on. A lot for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean. I'm so proud, you know, for you to, I can sit here and talk to someone that's going to be doing, you know, workshops.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's phenomenal, you know. And then, you know, the phone conference calls you've set up. I mean, those are wonderful things.
Yeah.
You know.
Very exciting stuff.
Yeah.
And again, whenever I hear people are getting something out of it, that's what makes me the happiest.
Yeah. It really does. Really does make you happy.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how to thank you. I know we're coming to the end of our show for this week, but that'll be next week,
yeah.
too. And want to thank everyone for listening. Janine. Did I say it right? Janine?
Janae. There you go.
I'll get it right, yeah.
I know.
Maybe can I call you Jay?
There you go. Yes, please, Jay.
I want to thank everyone for listening to our show. And thank you again, Jay, for being on the show.
Thank you,
astronomical.
Jeannie.
Hope everyone has a great weekend. Thank you. See you on the radio next week, folks. Have a great guest coming up next week. Bye.
celebrating 30 years of broadcast history on the South Shore. 95.9 WATD FM Marshfield. Streaming 24/7 at 95.9 WATD.com.
Now, WATD presents Sound Advice with Attorney Tom Williams, sharing legal advice and listening to you. Attorney Tom Williams is ready to take your call at 781-837-4900. This is Sound Advice with Attorney Tom Williams on 95.9 WATD.
Good morning and welcome to Sound Advice with Tom Williams. Unfortunately, Tom Williams can't make it here today, so my name is Jim Wojo, also from Advanced Mortgage Services, and I'm filling in for Tom today. And I have three special guests with me here. I'm going to get into that in just 1 minute. Tom is on his way to Florida right now. His dad is 87 years old, and at this very moment, Tom is driving his vehicle down there with him to give him his own sense of independence. That's the type of guy Tom is. Just an incredible guy. He's been